My name is Kristen Thompson, and at the moment I live in Keene, New Hampshire, in the United States, but I've moved around the Northeast U.S. a good bit over the past few years. I recently started working for Community Garden Connections in Keene, in part because I really value spending time outdoors and growing food in community. Last summer, I worked on a community farm in New York, and I really valued the time I got to spend with just the sound of the wind and the plants, and crickets and birds chirping. I loved taking care of the farm with my coworkers and eating the food we grew together. It made me feel connected to the place and the people living there in a way that I found deeply fulfilling. During my time in the Northeast, I've noticed a lot of changes in weather patterns, a lot more extremes and a lot more unpredictability. While staying at my childhood home in New Jersey last summer, the farm my parents had a CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture, share with lost their strawberry crops to an unseasonably late frost. When I arrived at the community farm in New York, they too reported challenges coping with the unusually late frost that hit their farm. They had never experienced a frost that late before. Here in Keene, we've been faced with increasing variability, toggling between dry spells and brief intense precipitation events, along with bouts of extreme heat waves. I'm concerned about how the increasingly extreme and unpredictable weather events are impacting farms and community gardens, both in terms of feeding our communities, but also in terms of maintaining the livelihoods of struggling farmers. However, I'm also concerned about the other impacts these changes will have on my community. I didn't have a fan, much less air conditioning, during the last heat wave in Keene, and while I'm young and healthy, I'm concerned about the people who are elderly, homeless, or have health problems in my community, because Keene is in an old lake bed that gets much hotter during extreme heat events than the surrounding region. We know these events are only going to increase with climate change, and so I'm focusing my graduate studies on climate change and looking at how to build a more climate-resilient food system. In farming and gardening circles, we talk about farming practices that increase the resilience of crops to projected climate impacts. We talk about the types of plants that might do better where we're living. We also talk about how to sequester more carbon through practices like cover cropping, growing perennials, and reducing tillage. As part of my work with Community Garden Connections, we focus on gardening and community as a means of building social ties, which are important for community and individual resilience to climate-induced hazards like heat waves and hurricanes. For my part, when I envision a brighter climate future, I imagine working towards greater localization and diversity in our food system, both in terms of the people who shape and steward our food system, and in terms of the crops and farming methods we use. I hope to support local farms and grow my own food regeneratively in the future, too. I see diversity as a strength to any system, and I hold onto a vision of diverse, vibrant local economies and communities that are built on the foundations of resilience and justice when I need to remind myself what I'm fighting for and not just the climate crisis we're fighting against. I try to imagine what that might look like here in Keene or wherever else I might find myself in the region in the coming years.